gambling tables. Prophet had been trying to fill in a straight when the girl had come into the gambling den and poked a wet finger in his ear. Tilly Azure was the sexiest whore in Denver. Prophet had never had the pleasure of her pleasures before, but she'd assured him earlier the night was his. Now he was trying to earn enough money to afford her. He'd come to town 2 days ago fairly flush, having apprehended a bandit named Walleye Ned Whitcomb with a $250 bounty on his head, but Cherry Creek's pleasure girls and poker tables had cleaned him out.
Oh, come on, Lou. It's not a very big bear.
I don't care how big he is. I ain't wrestling no bear.
It's a black bear, not a grizzly.
Good for him.
The traveling whiskey drummer sitting to Prophet's right perked up.
What's that bear's name?
How could that make a difference?
Curly.
Oh, yeah, Curly.
You know him?
Well, that's old Cal Dyson's bear. Dyson's an ex-mountain man. Raised the bear up from a cub. Dyson's kind of old and stove up from laying traps in all that snow melt. So now he and the bear just hang out here at the Slap and Tickle, and the old coot makes money off chumps who want to wrestle this bear.
You mean men actually pay to wrestle the bear?
The stocky miner to Prophet's left grinned.
No, they bet they can beat him.
Some can, and some can't.
Come on, Lou, he's old.
Well, I ain't betting I can take no bear, old or not. And that's that.
Well, I just bet $50 you could. And if you don't go in there and wrestle that bear, Lou Prophet, you won't be spending this or any night with me.
Prophet looked at her, his mouth open, about to tell the girl that Ma Prophet of Murray County, Georgia, hadn't raised no fool and that she could go to hell. But then his eyes ran down her soft, curvy figure before returning to her sexy, indigo gaze, and he imagined how she would look, wearing only the headband and the pearls.
Step right up here, Mr. Prophet!
The old mountain man turned to the bear sleeping in the corner.
Curly, get up here now! You got work to do!
What's the matter with him?
Prophet indicated the man passed out on the floor behind Dyson's chair.
Oh, he'll be all right. We just weren't ready for Curly's turnip twist is all.
What the hell's a turnip twist?
Curly, get up now, damn you!
Dyson prodded the bear with his gnarled hickory cane.
You got work to do! Come on!
The bear's head lolled, and it swiped at the cane with a heavy paw.
Come on, Curly, rise and shine!
Again, Dyson prodded the beast. Prophet watched skeptically as the animal yawned and stretched and slowly gained its feet. It ambled over to Dyson and regarded Prophet dully. It was a big bear, but Prophet had seen bigger. Prophet weighed about 220 in his birthday suit, and all his horse riding and owl hoot chasing had chiseled every pound to hard muscle. The bear weighed probably double that, but Curly had big jowls and flabby shoulders and hips, and he moved awkwardly, swaying on his back hips as though his bones were stove up from lying too long on the cold saloon floor. Also, he had a sizable paunch. Glancing at the floor where the bear had been lying, Prophet saw a pie tin of what looked like beer.
Curly ain't only fat and stove up, he's drunk to boot.
Dyson gave the bear's rear a swat with the cane.
Don't just stand there, Curly. Have at it! And keep your claws in, and for God's sake, leave the poor man's nose alone.
Nose?
Prophet crouched as he moved toward the bear, feeling like an idiot, not quite sure what to do with his hands.
And leave off with the turnip twist!
Prophet looked at the mountain man, who reclined in his chair like a lord, his boots crossed on the table on which his money, beer glass, and notebook lay.
What the hell's a turnip twist?